This is Joanna Schrader reporting for AgWire.com, and I am here in Florida with Robbie LaValle. Robbie, how are you?
Good morning. How are you? Super. Great.
I'm good. Thanks for joining me. You're actually a rancher from Colorado. I've been asking a lot of people if you're first generation, if this is a ranch that's been in your family for a long time, and if did you grow up in the cattle industry, or are you new to the industry?
No, I grew up in the industry, fourth generation in Colorado. So it's a long time ranch. It's been there a while, and we're going to make sure it stays there a while.
Well, great. So for you this week, you know, we've heard a lot of things about policy issues that could affect the cattle industry. Which one in particular have you been most closely watching?
When we look at all of the regulations that we see, it's the cumulative effect. It's not only is it the dust and the water from EPA and the over-regulation when we look at the proposed regulations of GPSA, but the overreach of the BLM and Forest Service, it becomes a cumulative impact. And so we just ever need to be diligent at all levels, and that's why it takes good folks at the local, state, and national level to make sure that we're all aware and that we make our voices heard.
So is there a particular regulation that you're concerned about that might affect your business a little more than another?
When I look at short term, then I'm more worried about the overreach on the proposed GPSA regulations and the impact they could have, the negative impact they could have, and the unintended consequences they could have of really taking the price to the lowest common denominator instead of paying for premium cattle. When I look out kind of midterm, then I really think we need to keep our eye on EPA and their continual work at water quality and just putting thresholds on municipalities and then on all feedlots and then on all producers when it comes to the overreach and the thresholds that are just not attainable, nor are they realistic on a landscape level.
Right. And then what do you think is going to be your biggest challenge as a cattle producer over the next few years?
I think some of our challenges are just to continue to show that we produce a very safe, wholesome product, and we are not doing anything bad to the land. We've been taking care of the land, and we really need to show that to the people, and then just, again, and show that to the agencies that continue to try to regulate. So I would say the overreach of the EPA is what we'll continue to work on long term.
Well, and Robbie, let's finish this on a positive note. What are you most optimistic about, most excited about in the next couple years?
When I look at the opportunity right now, I really see in our area young people coming back. We've got some good young people there. We've got some people that are kind of in, I wouldn't say mid-young, but I don't think I'm that old. I'm kind of closer to 50, but I'm not that old, and I see those individuals kind of expanding their operations and really being able to make a profit and put that profit back into the land.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate you.